A cool day will turn into a cold night across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures remain on the seasonably cool side through tomorrow before a warming trend midweek. Rain is likely on Thursday as a storm comes through, and that will be followed by another shot of cool air to wrap up the work week. High pressure is in control of our weather today, though in some areas clouds have been rather stubborn. On the flip side, though, other areas have been quite bright. Temperatures are on the chilly side this afternoon, and it will be cool for trick-or-treating this evening, so the kids will need at least a jacket or a heavier costume, but they can leave the really heavy coats at home as it will not be exceptionally cold this evening. It will turn quite chilly overnight, though. With high pressure in control, we'll see any lingering clouds go away, so it's mainly clear, and temperatures will fall back into the 20s and 30s across the region. Most areas will dip below the freezing mark by tomorrow morning. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure begin to work its way out of the area, and that will open the door to some cloudiness, especially from the capital region on north and west. And a frontal system will approach the north country. That could set off a couple of showers tomorrow afternoon, but for most of us, it is going to be a dry day. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally in the 50s, though some pockets across the north may hold in the upper 40s, especially in the higher elevations. Moving on to Wednesday, we'll see, again, that chance for some showers primarily across the north, otherwise a blend of clouds and sunshine, and it will be a milder day on Wednesday as many spots come up to or above the 60-degree mark. And then on Thursday, we'll see a storm come through, so rain is likely on Thursday as that storm works its way through the region. Temperatures will be split, coolest across the north, milder from the capital region on south, and then we all see a chill down on Friday as cool air is pulled in from the north behind the departing storm. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon showers, high 48 to 54. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers primarily across the north, a milder day on Wednesday, high 58 to 64, and then on Thursday, mostly cloudy with rain likely, at highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.